South Australia has entered its first day of a strict six-day lockdown in an effort to quash emerging COVID-19 cases. The restrictions came into effect at midnight and include the closure of takeaway food outlets, universities, pubs, cafes, restaurants and food courts. Schools are also closed except for students whose parents are essential workers, and age, disability and residential care facilities are in lockdown. There are now 23 confirmed cases with a further 7 suspected. A long-awaited report will be released by the Chief of the Defence Force today into alleged war crimes by special forces in Afghanistan. The Inspector General of Defence has been examining alleged unlawful killings and other offences for the last 4 years. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said Australians will be shocked and disturbed by some of the allegations, which could be referred for criminal investigation. Drug company Pfizer will apply for emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine within days after final trial results showed it's 95% effective and safe. Pfizer says the vaccine works equally well in people of all ethnicities and ages, including those over the age of 65.